Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone is Jennifer Turner, who is the superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division. So, Jennifer, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. We're on to a new week and some exciting news coming from the FMPSD last week. And you guys are launching your eCademy Plus program for families, pretty much giving them an option when it comes to the 2020-21 school year. So maybe just to start off with, just share a little bit about what this program is.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. One of the things that we heard very clearly from our parents, our caregivers, and some of our families was that even if school returns into in-class learning in September, that there are some of our families who, because of their own personal or their family situation, just do not feel comfortable or not ready to be able to return back into attending classes full-time in school. And so what FMPSD wanted to do was to ensure that we could provide a robust, full curriculum education program for those students. They need to be able to have options locally here in our community. And so eCademy Plus is intended to do just that. We anticipate the government will make a decision on August 1st, but we anticipate a return to in-class learning over the fall and the coming school year, and we want to make sure that those families that are not able to return to class also have the support of a classroom teacher and full class delivery online.
There's a key word that you mentioned there. Full curriculum. I guess that's two words there, Jennifer, but can you kind of compare it to what the online program has been over the last few months for children, for students who are continuing their education right now during the pandemic?
That is such an important difference. Thank you for asking about that. So currently, on March 16th, when in-class learning was canceled, there were restrictions that were put on top of our programming and the work with students. So those restrictions were, we were limited to the number of courses, literacy and numeracy were a focus, and there was also a limited number of hours that were asked, were put into place that we could provide to students. So there were restrictions in this current remote learning or learning at home environment as a result of COVID-19. What we're looking at going forward is a movement back to the full Alberta curriculum and being able to teach all of the subject areas and to the full extent that the curriculum allows, that it's all of the concepts and the topics. And so as students move forward, when they return to school to this full curriculum experience, there are going to be some families and some children, because of their personal circumstance, that cannot come back into the physical building. We need to provide them also this full curriculum experience with all of the subject areas. So that's quite a difference than what we're collectively all experience under this remote learning circumstance.
To provide a full curriculum, it would be, you know, quite a task on, you know, teachers who are expected to, you know, return to in-school classes. So is the FMPSD looking to hire more teachers to provide this online program, I guess, depending on how much of an interest there is from the public?
It will depend on how much interest there is from the public. We certainly are anticipating job postings and job advertisements. What we want to make sure we're doing, we acknowledge that this has been a very difficult time. Teachers working at home, trying to provide their instruction to their students. In addition, many of them are also providing instruction to their own children who are also learning at home. We anticipate that families are going to need more support from their teachers if there is some learning at home. And we need for teachers to have a very good experience. This blended learning, combined learning, returning from a pandemic is going to be challenging. And so we want to make sure that the students coming into the schools have full access to their teacher, whatever that's going to look like. It may be that they also are needing to be doing some work online, but that work is going to be with a dedicated classroom full of students and a teacher. And in addition, the students that are not able to return, they also need to have access fully to a teacher and for their home learning program. So the intention of eAcademy Plus is so that we do not have teachers trying to live in both places, providing in-class instruction and strictly online instruction. That would not be in support of or reasonable for our teachers, and it's not going to provide what's best for kids, which is access to the full curriculum and access to a classroom teacher with much more of the day in the week covered by teacher-led and teacher-facilitated instruction and lessons. So hopefully in doing that, as we move forward, we really are able to live up to the FMPSD model of doing what's best for kids.
I'm curious as well, and there might still be some finalizing that has to be done before the school year, but right now, is the plan to have like so-called like just online classes, kind of like what's happening, what would be happening in school, where say, you know, a set amount of students would go online with a teacher, or would students be kind of paired one-on-one with a teacher?
It would, again, it depends on the registrations and the number of children that we have engaged in the program. But it is likely that there would be, it wouldn't be one-on-one, but there would be grade groupings and a teacher, not unlike a classroom. And so one of the things that we've learned, we've done an extensive investigation with individuals with expertise in online teaching and learning. And one of the things that we've learned is that there is the social classroom environment that's so important in our in-person classes. We need to be able to dedicate time to develop that classroom culture, that classroom feel, and social connection with students through the computer, through the internet, for students who are in eAcademy. And if it's by grade group or perhaps there's multiple grades within a cohort, but they will be online with some dedicated teaching staff and support staff. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Home.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division, as we're talking about their eAcademy Plus program, which will allow students to continue an online education, this time a full online education, during the 2020-21 school year.
Has the FMPSD kind of gauged interest from parents about, you know, are the majority leaning towards having their kids go back to in-school classes? Maybe is it the other way around? Maybe a healthy mix of both?
I think a majority of people, if and when government announces, and we're expecting that announcement on the 1st of August, mm-hmm. So when government announces what that looks like and in-class, the return to in-class learning, I expect that a majority of our students will be coming back to schools, and we can't wait to see them. Our teachers miss them. They feel so poorly that they haven't been able to be in person with them over the last number of months. Teachers care deeply about their students and can't wait to have them back to see how they're doing and to continue the learning with them. We do anticipate that this program will be quite a small market, that there's going to not be a large number, and even though we've had lots of conversation and discussion, the excitement last week about the announcement, we really are only seeing small numbers of interest because it would be unusual, I think, for an unusual circumstance for a child or a family to not be able to return. But we do know that there are individual circumstances, and we need to be able to honor that reality for the families and we need to be able to continue to work with them and support them so that their child is still learning and still has opportunity for connection with peers and for classmates.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
In a safe way, as safe as possible, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure. I understand that three schools are going to be looking after the program, is that correct?
So we've identified three hosts. What we wanted to be able to do was create a structure around this so that there was support. It is going to be virtual, online, but you still need to be able to have a principal, a school, an administrative assistant, a school secretary, staff. You need to be able to still have a community, school community around the children that are enrolled. So ECDP to grade six, the host administrator will be Chris Organ, and he is our new principal at Greeley Road School for the fall. And so he will be the principal that is overseeing and looking after and connecting with the teachers and the families and the kids from ECDP to kindergarten or to grade six. Then grade 7 through 12, there are two principals in schools that will be taking a look. It's all dependent on the number of students we get from grade 7 through 12, but Scott Barr and Nicole McTavish and Cynthia Shelley from Westwood will be taking a look at the grade 7 through 12 students.
Okay. Is the FMPSD, maybe planning to have this program go past the 2021 season school year, maybe have this as an option in previous years, or is this right now just kind of like a one-off thing with everything that's going on right now?
Great question. Right now, we're looking at it as a response to COVID and the uncertainty that families are feeling about a return to school. We have already dedicated pieces of time in our calendars for January and early February to do a review of the need. And so what's going on in our community and in our province at the time with COVID, and how are the needs of the families being met? And are the families feeling comfortable or able physically to return to school, or are we going to continue to have students who are unable to physically return to school? So those decisions will be made in January and February of 2021, and we will. It's going to be based on need and family need. If the families need it, we will continue the program.
All right. Well, before we change topics, Jennifer, for those who are listening and maybe want a little bit more information, maybe you want to register their child for the program, how can they do so?
There is, on our school division website, there is a section. So if you go into programs, there's eAcademy, there's some information there. And there is a form that families can fill out expressing interest in the program. What we want to make sure happens is that they get an individual phone call back to talk about the family needs, what might the program look like, and how we can best meet their needs around the program. So we would encourage people to go to the website, complete that form, and they will have an individual follow up with them to talk about how to best meet the needs of their child.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division. And before the break, we were talking about their eAcademy Plus program, which is being offered to students during the 2020-21 school year, as they will be able to continue their education online, this time getting, the full curriculum. So if you're looking for more information about this, make sure you head to the Mix News page.
Well, changing topics, and graduation has been in the news over the past couple of weeks, and it's very unfortunate for everyone at Keanu, the FMPSD, the FMCSD, and all the graduating students. And it's a very, unique time, and it's unfortunate that they won't be able to go through, regular graduation ceremonies. That being said, I know the FMPSD has some so-called virtual ceremonies on the go. And I know today, Monday, June 22nd, and I believe that is the first graduation ceremony, and that was composite this morning. Is that correct?
Well, the first one actually, so Akol McTavish occurred on June 12th.
Okay.
And so that was, I think, really well received. It was the first graduating class of Akol McTavish, of 32 grads, and so that was very, very exciting for them, and a real shame that they couldn't have what would have traditionally been a graduation, but they certainly were there and excited. And you are correct, we've got composite this week, we have Westwood graduation this week, and Frank Spragan has a number of graduates, and they also have been hard at work honoring their graduates.
As the superintendent, how disappointing would you say that, you know, we weren't able to continue with the regular graduation ceremonies this year? I remember when I graduated high school, just how, you know, exciting it was and how it's a very important time in many people's lives. So I guess it must have been quite disappointing from the district's point.
We absolutely, our hearts were... We're very sad for our graduates, and one of the things that that came along, so when early in April and May, we had, there were more strict conditions around the number of people you could have together and what those things look like. And we have been carefully following Alberta.ca and the reentry guidelines that government is posting there. And in late May, government announced some changes to what would be possible for graduation. And so what our secondary school principals and their graduation committees, they have committees that were planning, that included parents and teachers, staff, they came together, they looked at those new opportunities. And so as a result, each of our schools were able to deliver graduation signs and have photos. Students were able to come to the school and get photos and a little bit of ceremony. Now, some of the restrictions are that we can't physically hand a paper diploma over to the student, but they were able to get some photos in their cap and their gowns, that their families were able to be there. And the intention of our virtual graduation is to give the students and the families a date and a time that they might be able to celebrate online in this new way that people are connecting socially with their family across the country. You know, so that if they are aware that the virtual graduation would occur on a given date and a given time, that they could still have a small gathering in their home with their family, meeting those socially, you know, the distance requirements and all of the things that the medical health officer is recommending to make sure that we remain safe and healthy, but that they would be able to have a date in which to celebrate their graduation. Our students have been so resilient. They have been so courageous. These are graduates that have not only had their graduation shifted and changed as a result of COVID, but they have responded to flood. They have been students in the 2016 wildfire. These are students who have had tremendous adversity thrown at them in terms of their educational journey, and they have they rose to the challenge. They demonstrated resilience. They persevered in their study and their work. They supported one another. And as a result, they are successful. And those are skills and abilities and competencies that are going to only support them in their future. We're just so proud of this graduating class.
I couldn't say it any better. I think out of all the graduating, you know, classes across the country, the most resilient has to be up here in Fort McMurray with the Public School District Division and the Fort McMurray Catholic School Division District, like you mentioned, with everything that's been going on over the past few years. But Jennifer, before I let you go, I know you're still new to your position, but the FMPSD and the FMCSD have partnered for the You Can Ride 2 program. And I know that students in both districts were able to receive some bicycles. Can you kind of share a little bit about this program?
It's one of the things that I think I'm so excited about as I arrived into Fort McMurray and learned about the You Can Ride 2 program. And so this is a program that both school divisions partner with, in addition to their sponsors in a community and volunteers that come together to ensure that this can happen. And for children and youth with a variety of different individual special needs, being able to participate in the activity over the summer of riding your bicycle and being with your family and being with your friends and being in the outdoors, having access to a bicycle is something that is an important part of childhood. And You Can Ride 2 ensures that the bicycles are custom fit to individual children to make sure that they are able to participate with their friends and their family, and they can enjoy the beautiful outdoors that is here in Fort McMurray and in Wood Buffalo. So it's a fantastic program, and the smiles on the face of the children and family are just enough to warm your heart and be very excited for summer.
For sure. Well, Jennifer, that's pretty much all the time we have, but is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
All I would express is my deep gratitude for families, for caregivers, for community partners, for people who have rallied together to support the children and youth of this community. It has been only 3 months since I have arrived, but I continue to be nothing but inspired by the people of Fort McMurray and the support of our children. So I'm wishing everyone a very safe and a very healthy summer, and I'm hoping to see everybody back physically into schools in the fall. So thank you very much for your time.
Once again, that was Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division. That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.